Network. I'm your host, Fierce Master, and it's Friday. Listen, it's Friday night, baby. Will somebody please pop open the champagne bottle for me, because y'all know every day is a champagne day. It's Friday night, baby, and I ain't had no sip or nothing. Listen, y'all know what? It's June 3rd, 2022. It is 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the whole of this working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya. Do have members in the East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patari. This song is being brought to you, this show is being brought to you by Gumba, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M.com, GumbaRum.com. We do have two Gumba Rum flavors. One is infused with vanilla and one infused with coconut. We have Gumba Rum Silver and Gumba Rum Gold. And Steve, the CEO of Gumba Rum, Steve Gum, is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm crying because I can't go. Steve is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. And he's going to be down there without me, y'all. He's going to be there without me with all the food and the drinks. Listen, y'all. Listen. It is New Orleans Wine and Food Festival. Yes, it is. It's the wine and food. Listen, it's going to be June the 7th. It's going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana, June the 7th through June the 12th. 900 Camp Street Camp. Now, y'all, don't make me march. Set the tails down. Hey, sat down, Gizmo, sat down, Milo, sat down and put my balls down. Listen, put it down. We doing music up in here. Get off my engineer booth. Get on out of here now. Now, listen, y'all. Steve Gum is going to be in New Orleans. I had to set them straight back there, in the back there. They like to get rowdy and crazy while I'm working. They be all on the other side just carrying on. So listen now. Steve Gum is the CEO of Gumba Rum. He is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. It is the Wine and Food Expo in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's at 900 Camp Street, y'all. It's going to be hot. It's going to be going on. It is going to be going on. So listen, if you are in New Orleans or if you're in Louisiana, if you're in one of the parishes, y'all, get on down there. You know, if you're in East or West, East Feliciano, it's not that far. I know about that. That drive ain't but 2 hours. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be food down there. Going to be some wine down there. It's going to be some Gumba Rum down there. So listen, go and get your sip on. If you've never tried Gumba Rum and you're in Louisiana, it's going to be the time to try Gumba Rum. June the 7th through June the 12th. Go and get on down there, my goodness, it ain't that terrible. You know, some of y'all are like you're scared to drive. Go on. Now, listen, if you're not for sure about driving up to New Orleans and you're coming from out of East or West, East Feliciano, don't y'all be afraid. Just go on down Highway 19 and I'll tell you how to get there. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, all you got to do is punch it in on your GPS. But listen, if you driving something from 1989, you ain't got no GPS. So listen, just go on down Highway 19. See, listen, it's just a straight shot. Just go on down Highway 19. Now, listen, Highway 19 going to take you to the interstate, right? And then when you get on the interstate, you're going to ride that all the way out, all the way down through Baton Rouge. You're going to ride it all the way up to New Orleans. And then you're going to see the river, oh, big old river. Okay, listen, really, now, seriously. So listen, y'all get on down there. It ain't but a two-hour drive. You're coming out east or west for East Feliciano. It ain't but 2 hours. Get on down there. It's a nice little drive. Y'all get on down there. Now, listen, I got some bad music on tonight. Denise Foster and Set Still. This is a music salute and music showcase. Now, listen, this is some good stuff. This is some good stuff. Now, y'all, hold on to your seats. Hold on to your seats. Don't lose your pants. Don't lose your pants. Now, listen, up first is Denise Foster. Denise Foster. Now, listen, this is some really good stuff. Every day is Sunday. Don't y'all wish we could live in a world where every day is Sunday? Now, listen, she is going to sing this for us. She is wonderful. She's a beautiful young lady. She's very talented, Denise Foster. Every day is Sunday, and she's written a song, and she has her music available on Amazon.com. Now, listen, y'all, after the show, everything is always available. If you don't know, we are available on all major streaming platforms. We are syndicated, so you can get it anywhere and everywhere. Now, listen, this is Every Day is Sunday. Sunday, and you can get her song on Amazon. It is on Amazon.com. And really what she's trying to tell us through song is that it doesn't matter, you know. And she's saying every day is Sunday because, you know, when you have God on your side, when you have God in your heart and God in your life, every day is Sunday. It doesn't matter. See, Sunday represents peace. Sunday represents joy. Sunday represents family. Sunday represents happiness. See, listen, what she really, let me bring it in for you. Let me bring it in. Let me just break it down a little bit. Let me help you to understand what she's talking about. Sunday represents a lot. Y'all remember how Sunday was really represented family and holiness way back? Y'all remember way back in the day. So what she's saying is we can have Sunday every single day. If you got God in your life, you can have Sunday every single day because Sunday represents happiness. You remember when we got out of church on Sunday, everybody was so happy to get home and have Sunday dinner, and everybody came together. It was a day of rest, peace, joy, conversation, communication, enjoyment, sitting out on the front porch just enjoying one another, and you didn't do anything but relax, and you had so much peace and joy, because it was Sunday. We didn't do anything on Sunday. Listen, even if you didn't go to church, even if you missed church on a particular Sunday, still just rest. You didn't do anything much. It wasn't much television watching going on back then. No, it wasn't no radio playing. We were sitting out on Sunday. If we didn't go to church on a particular Sunday, we still were sitting outside enjoying the beautiful weather. Yes, we was. And in the wintertime, you know, of course you didn't sit out, but sometimes we did. If it wasn't too cold, we'd be out there chit-chatting with our friends and doing what we do, and you just be relaxing and soaking in the spirit of Sunday. So what she's trying to get you to understand is that every day we can soak in the spirit of Sunday, because Sunday, it really has kind of lost its place, because we're so locked into busy, we working. I'm guilty. Forgive me, Lord, but I'm telling y'all the truth. See, when it comes out, when you're born with a pulpit in your heart, it comes to you first. So the person that the word is coming out of their mouth, it comes to them first before it goes to anybody else. So Lord, I'm sorry. Now listen. We got to get back to wholeness and truth and being at rest on Sunday. And really, we're supposed to honor God every single day. But what she's saying is every day is Sunday. When you got the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, every day is Sunday. Boo! It don't matter what day of the week it is. We still got joy, peace, and happiness. At least I do. Mm-hmm. Every day is Sunday. All right, now, Miss Denise Foster, thank you for that. And you can get that song over on Amazon.com. And what's coming up next is Set Still. Now, listen, this young man, his stage name is Set Still. And the song is Set Still as well. That's all I say. Oh, Lord. Set Still, and I'm sure one day I don't set still. Not too long anyway. So listen, he got something he's going to tell us. This particular song, once again, is Set Still, and the artist's name is S-E-T-S-T-I-L-L, Set Still. That's what we really need to be doing these days. We need to be set still a little bit. We really do. We really do. Now, I'm going to talk about that after the song, so y'all take a listen.
Intersection, I'm careless, not a blame, not for lack of care, I'm excessively ashamed. Does anyone know my name?
And I kept on waiting.
Y'all know me. I love to entertain, and I always got something fun to say about everything. But let me tell you something. This artist, his name is Seth Steele. He is an independent songwriter, producer, composer from the Twin Cities who created songs inspired by personal experiences. And you know, that song, Seth Steele, was really, really beautiful. It was so serene. You know, I'm going to be playing it because he has a special musical salute and showcase that's going to be going on here on the Pierce Female Network. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, the title alone, Seth Steele, and his stage name, Seth Steele, you can't help but want to be still for a minute and listen and breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in. And the instrument that he's playing, it sounded kind of like a ukulele, but I'm really not sure. I'm not sure. But it kind of sounded like it. It was just so simple and beautiful, crisp and clean. It just really was. So listen, with this particular group, the original beginnings is a group founded by Andrew, center around personal expressions in music. So he's working to bring together a variety of independent artists, and most recently Seth Steele linked to a creator to create an album about life and the creative process. And I love that because the creative process is really interesting. You know, the creative process for each individual is always different. And so I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to say to someone, make this point. So when we are creating, people who are really creative in the craft of music or storytelling, because music is storytelling. You should be telling a story, okay? If you didn't know, I'm telling you now. You spoke to doing a story. So listen, when it comes to the creative process, whether it's storytelling, writing with a pen, or lyrics and doing music, you know, our process is different. Some people can create, oh gosh, some people can create really easily and really don't experience a lot of writer's block. Some people have a difficulty, and they do have a lot of writer's block, and they have a hard time crushing their writer's block. I love that. I love to crush the writer's block, and I love to help people crush their writer's block if they're having that when it comes to storytelling. And so, anyway, the point here is this. He's creating an album about life and the creative process, so that should be really intriguing and interesting to follow him along with each song, because I'm pretty sure what's going to happen, he's going to unravel a lot of details and a lot of interesting points in his album and the creative process. So that would be really interesting to see. And even when it comes to creating film and writing different movies and you're writing your plays and things like that, the process is really interesting and really intriguing to me anyway. I get really intrigued by that. Some people create their characters first. Some people write their backstory first. Some people put together their outline and yada, 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 yada. You know, I can never stop whatever I'm talking about. So listen, I want y'all to take that in, take that in. And you know what, I'm going to say this. I want to make this point for all my creative people out there and all my artists. You know what? Find the creative process that works for you. You know what? It's okay, whatever your process is. Find what works for you and stay with that. Stay in that vein. Even if it's nature. Some people need nature. Some people need to quiet their mind and focus in. Work with that. Some people need to meditate first. So whatever your process is, go to your place. Some people have a particular place where they like to write. They go to the same place every day, and then they go ahead and write. So do that. And then you'll be successful with your writing. I just feel like I did a crash course in crushing your writer's block. So anyway, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on out of here. This has been a fun and different episode. It's been a Stone Cold Blast. And guess what? Denise Foster is going to be back on tomorrow along with Seth Steele. He has some more, a lot of music. He's got a lot of music he's going to pour into us. So listen, y'all. This particular episode with Denise Foster, they're going to be paired up together, Denise Foster and Seth Steele, because they're going to pour into us. They're going to pour into us. So y'all get ready now. Y'all get ready.
You motivated. You motivated.